You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome back to the Modern Mystic Soul Podcast. I am your host, Therese Tucker, and I am excited to bring you yet another Arcturian message that came through on the full moon in Scorpio spirit circle. So they were definitely talking about the energy corridor that we've been in. So there's a portal opening, as they sort of explained it, of this higher incoming energy. And they're talking about how we're doing going through it and how they're monitoring us. And they said that we're struggling a little collectively to move through this. And they gave us some hints and tips at how we can help ourselves through these high bursts of energy that we're going through, as well as revealing some really interesting information about our DNA and how that is activating and how they're trying to activate more strands of DNA, as well as some of the weird phenomena that we're seeing in the world, like, for example, the two sun phenomena or the two moon phenomena that we've been seeing. I don't know if you've seen that. I see it on like Instagram reels, or I'm sure it's on TikTok and YouTube shorts. They're kind of everywhere that you're seeing these weird glitches. And I had questions for them about, is that real or are we seeing fakery? And they go into that as well. So I'm excited to share this message with you. I hope it helps you adjust. I definitely took their advice, and the day that I'm recording this was a crazy energy day. Let's see, today is the 24th of April. It's Wednesday, and there was a lot of frenetic energy today. A lot of people were feeling anxiety, or some people said they felt buzzed, like they drank a bunch of caffeine, but they didn't. Other people felt extreme anxiety. I kind of woke up with a sense of dread, and I just simply followed the advice that they had given me the night before when it was the full moon, and it really did help. So I don't want to spoil it because I want you to have a chance to listen to why they give the advice they do, but it's really simple. It might even be something you're already doing. They're just asking us to increase it. So take a listen, and I'll meet you at the end, and we'll go over our thoughts together. All right, stay tuned. Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of your life's direction? It's time to break free from self-doubt and confusion. I'd like to invite you to join me in my Modern Mystic Mentoring Program, where you'll unlock the power of your intuition and transform your life. With over a decade of experience, I specialize in guiding you through my intuitive self-mastery method, helping you heal the past, embrace your inner wisdom, and create a future filled with confidence and purpose. Say goodbye to indecision and hello to self-trust. Join me on a journey of self-discovery and watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of positivity and fulfillment. Ready to step into your true potential? Visit blithestarlight.com/mentoring and book your call with me today. Modern Mystic Mentoring, your path to intuitive self-mastery starts here.
We are the Arcturian Council. We join with you now. We request that you place a golden egg of light around your body. over your head and under your feet and all around you now. This is the light of Christ consciousness, the highest level of conscious awareness available to your system. This light acts as divine protection, as well as allowing you to translate the frequencies we send to you now. We are noticing and monitoring all the symptoms you experience as you are now in the full corridor of high streaming energy. We repeat that the energy filters have been removed. And so you are receiving full doses of solar energy now. We are observing that many are having trouble consciously connecting with this energy. And we note that your conscious connection to the energy will help to regulate it in your bodies. We continue to assist you in your regulation of this high streaming energy. We are also working to help you expand the DNA faster, for you have 3 helixes available now. We anticipate a 4th helix would help to stabilize and ground this energy. And we are working as a galactic collective to help bring this strand online. This, however, requires constant monitoring, as not all beings are prepared to host a 4th helix of energy. We bring awareness of this to your group, for those in this group and groups like this are readying themselves to handle this next level of DNA expansion. We ask that you observe the drinking of the water and the electrolytes, as this will help your body acclimate faster. You may notice you dehydrate quite quickly now. This is to be expected as your systems are running on a higher frequency. You may find that you are drinking more water than normal and still feel dehydrated. We understand the confusion and frustration, but we are asking that you add more of your salts to your water. You may not be used to drinking so much salient water, but this will assist the process. The month of April has acted as a portal opening for this in-streaming energy. You will find that your upcoming month of May feels more stable in the energies for you. However, more events are to come that are creating senses of instability upon your planet, and we encourage you to stay calm and grounded. The consumption of the right amount of salt will help you do this. You will also notice your appetites are changing, or that you require more or less food than you are currently used to. You may have bouts that remind you of your teenage years, where it seemed like you could not consume enough to feel satiated. This is to be expected, as you are in a type of growth spurt, though this will not change the shape and size of your body, but rather your body's internal structures. We hear Therese's question about the sun and the moon. Have they changed? Why are people commenting or noticing changes of the sun and moon? We remind you that you are ever moving upward into higher frequencies and many times traversing multiple locations, as we have stated in the past. You are bi-locating from one time to another. The timeline shifts you are experiencing, being 1 foot on one timeline and one on another, so to speak. When this happens, there will be phenomena like two suns, two moons, day and night appearing together. This is a natural part of timeline shifting and will be noted and seen by some. Though there are those who wish to trick or cajole you into believing a false story, you will see honest examples of this by location. It is up to you to tap into your discernment. Discernment comes quite quickly. It is the forethought before consciously contemplating. It is that gut reaction of yes or no. True or false, it comes quick. Do pay attention to your first impulse, as that was your intuition before your ego or mind gets involved. We hear those who ask, when will the solar flash be? Again, we state this has to do with the readiness of humanity and is not a foretimed event. We are monitoring the population for stability to engage with the energy, as we all have one shot to make this work. We on this side are in no rush to push you to jump. Rather, we desire for you to be prepared to make the leap yourselves. You as a collective will decide on the timing of this event, and we hear the calls that you are ready now. So many call and say you are ready now, yet it has not reached the consensus majority. Ask that you be ready as a collective. Ask what you can do to assist your collective. Many here now are conduits of this higher energy. Simply share the energy you receive in whatever way you are called. This might be simply being in your joy. Do not underestimate the power of your joy. Others will feel the need to share messages. Some will feel a desire to meditate heavily to raise the vibration of a certain location. All of these ways are most helpful to your collective consciousness and are encouraged. We stand by you and we hear you as you say you are ready now. You were always the first to be ready, as you are the volunteers. Dear volunteers, do remember what you volunteered for, who you came here for. For it was not for yourself, as you came ready. It was for those around you that you volunteered to serve. And you are doing an excellent job readying them. They do not need to be told the whole story to be ready. They simply need to experience your energy either near or from afar. But your willingness to be a conduit does a great service now. We help you as you sleep. Some remember these helpings, others do not. It matters not, only that you are consistently being monitored, helped, healed, restored, and as each helix of DNA activates, more memories come back. We scan the group now. We sense some confusion in purpose within the group. But we also note that you are already activated. The way that you utilize this energy is much simpler than you grasp at this time. We state, you are already doing it. Please trust yourselves. As you are. We lose connection now. We are the Arcturian Council. We leave you now.
Do you want to join the next Spirit Circle? Spirit Circles are virtual gatherings I hold every new moon and full moon, where I'll take you deep into the cosmic codes to receive the messages on how to work in alignment with source energy. The first 60 minutes include energy attunements, journaling, masterminds, guided visualizations, and more. Each Spirit Circle includes a 30-minute psychic Q&A session with me to get answers from your guides and spirit team. Every session is recorded and it's yours to keep to use again and again. If you want to join me for the upcoming Spirit Circle, please go to blithestarlight.com/spirit-circles. I hope to see you there. All right, welcome back. Now that you've heard the message, more water, right? They're talking about this because we spin through more water on a cellular level as we increase our rate of frequency. So the higher we go, the more water we move through. But adding the salt, that's the game changer. And I bet you've already started doing this. It's a highly recommended tactic, especially if you're trying to drink more water, is to have electrolytes in your water or adding a pinch of sea salt to your water to help you. But I've really noticed that adding more salt more often is helping. And the way I've done it is I just take a pinch of Celtic sea salt and I put it on my tongue and just let it sit there for a second before I drink my water. And that is a tactic I learned through Barbara O'Neill, who is definitely someone I hope you're seeing shorts from her, because she's got a lot of great naturopathic advice out there. But the Celtic sea salt on the tongue before drinking water has been helping me tremendously today. I've definitely feel like my nervous system is calmed and I don't have that like hyperactive or hyper anxious feeling. So if that's how you've been feeling, try it out. See if it helps you feel more balanced. And then we are going to see strange phenomena as we continue to move forward. Remember, we're bilocating and sometimes trilocating, which means your consciousness is in two places at once. And that can include two different timelines. Wow, right? Like being in two different timelines. I think we do this naturally, but I think we're becoming more aware of the fact that we do this. And we're going to sort of see that. In fact, in Dolores Cannon's work, she has talked about how people have had these experiences in the past where they would just be walking down the street, go into a building, come out, and the street they were just on is in a different time period. And it, again, this is crazy to find out. Like they'd find out that the street they were on in the 1950s, there was an airport there, and they'd walk out and see the airport and then walk back in and walk back out, and they'd be in the time period they expected to be in. That's what it's like to bilocate. But this is more like simultaneous bilocation, meaning that you are both in the timeline or time period or location that you expect to be in, and a secondary location as well. And so we're going to be doing this more because it's part of what we evolve into. Higher dimensional beings are in multiple locations at once. That's why multiple people can make contact with, like, Archangel Michael. It's not like he's in one location and everybody goes there. He's bilocating, trilocating, quad locating, whatever it is, to multiple locations as he's working with different people. And it's an ability that we acquire as we move higher in frequency. And so we're going to be noticing it. It's going to seem like a weird phenomena, but it's actually a part of who we are. And that's just some of the cool things that we will be experiencing as we continue to evolve and spiritually ascend. So let me know your thoughts about this episode. What did you think about the message from the Arcturians? Have you tried adding more salt to your water to help you ground during this process, and is it working for you? You can let me know by leaving a message here on Spotify. If that's where you're listening, you can just leave a message. That's so cool. I love getting those. And if not, you can also reach me on Instagram at Blythe Starlight Brand, all one word, and you can comment there or leave me a DM, and I'd love to hear from you. You can also find me on my YouTube channel at Blythe Starlight, all one word, and see the weekly karma cards messages that are coming up with messages from my team about what the energy is looking like for the week and how to work with it. So I look forward to connecting with you again, and until next time, stay magical. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to visit me at blythestarlight.com and subscribe to my list. That way you'll never miss an episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast, which can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, and all your favorite podcasting platforms. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest as Blythe Starlight. Until next time, stay magical.